Aerovision, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast.
Good evening, good morning. It is Thursday the 15th of May and you're listening to the Aerovision podcast, Ireland's number one Eurovision podcast. It is so, so good to have you here with us again. Happy Eurovision week if you are just tuning in for the first time. It is semi-final today. That means tonight, semi-final two is happening on your TV screens. 10 countries will be qualifying from this semi-final. They'll be joined by the 10 that qualified on Tuesday night. And of course, they'll be joined by the Big Five and last year's winner, Switzerland, in the final. We're going to have to dissect the rehearsal show that took place last night in Basel. Myself and Lou were very lucky to watch the show as accredited press. So we'll be giving you our thoughts and opinions on all of the performances, who's winning, who needs to work, who might be in trouble of qualifying. And that means, of course, we'll be commenting on Ireland's very own Laika Party, Emmy, Ireland and the crew. We'll be giving you the full details on that performance later on in the show too. But before all that, we're going to be checking in with Alex Basmati. Of course, she is on the ground in Basel this week for us. Alex Basmati, as Leo likes to call her. Let's head over and check out what the fan media press thought of Ireland's performance in this afternoon's or yesterday's rehearsal in Basel.
Hey guys, I'm back in the press centre. We have just watched semi-final two. We've now seen the full show. I am back with Rob from the Eurotrip podcast. Can I get your thoughts on Emmy?
You can. Emmy is great. The song is a bop. Do I see the staging quite coming together? I'm not sure. She's a little bit too static for me. It would have been nice to see her move around the stage a bit more. So I think it's touch and go whether we'll see Ireland in the final this year. But fingers crossed.
Yeah, if you were to put a percentage on it.
30-70 that it doesn't happen. I don't know if that makes sense. More likely that it doesn't happen than it does.
Oh, that hurts my little Irish heart. But I appreciate the honesty. Thank you so much for hopping back on with us.
You're welcome. I love the song, but yeah, better luck next year.
Thank you, Rob. Hey guys, we're back at the press centre. This time we're in a new location. We're actually in the restaurant, but we were just having a conversation and I found a fellow Emmy stan.
Yes.
So Chris, could you please, first of all, introduce yourself so people know where to find you.
Of course. So I am Chris and you can find me during Eurovision week with ESC Norway.
What did you think of Like a Party?
I absolutely loved it. I've always loved this song. It's such a bop. And Ireland, like, since Bambi Thug and even before that, they've really got good staging techniques and, like, different kind of... They trial and error different things each year. And this is another, I think, successful staging for Ireland. The dog on the screen is so cute. It matches the story perfectly. My only, like, one thing I'd say is, like, it would be great to see Emmy come to the front of the stage and, like, move around a little bit more. But the prop that is there is a damn good prop. It's brilliant. So, yeah, I'm wishing Emmy and Ireland all the very best.
If you could put a percentage on the likelihood to qualify, what would you say?
I think it's
50-50. Even like, then?
It's, gobsmacked is just, yeah, the perfect word. There's no way I feel to predict things.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we have, like, any runaway winners this year.
Yeah.
Which makes it more exciting for us and the fans, but... yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all unfolds.
Thank you so much, Chris. Chat to you later.
Happy Eurovision, everyone.
And I have found a fellow lady, so I needed to get a lady on the pod to chat about our lovely Emmy. Could you please introduce yourself and tell the people how they can find you?
G'day, my name's Liv. I'm from Aussie Vision, and as you've probably worked it out, we are an Australian-based fan site, and you can find us everywhere. We are Aussie Vision Net, and I'm excited to talk about Emmy. Basically, I've always loved this entry. I've loved this song, so I was excited to see what they were going to do with it. I would say the positives is that the colour scheme is really beautiful. She looks gorgeous. She's got this energy that she just emits, and I feel like you just feel that down the camera. Is it her brother on the mm-hmm. yeah, that does the other little bit, so he's just very captivating and it's really fun. As for some drawbacks, I think the bit that just stood out for me the most is that she's very static up there. You know, it's pretty much 3 minutes of her at the same point on the stage, which can, you know, be nice if it was broken up a little bit more. But other than that, I think they've extracted as much as they possibly can out of the staging for this song, and I think it's a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for hopping on the pod with us, and best of luck with yourself and Gojo as well, featuring in our semi-final. I think Gojo is a sure qualifier. Do you agree?
I'm nervous, but I'm always nervous. I hope Australia and Ireland like exchange 12 points. That'd be great.
Let's do that. Thank you so much. Chat to you later.
Hey, I'm GJ. I co-host the Dutch Eurovision podcast, Ding A Dong. And I'm also here for OutTV. And yeah, I've been in the Eurovision bubble for the last 6 years, and it's been a lot of fun.
Perfect. I'd love to get your thoughts on Ireland. What did you make of the rehearsal?
I think the rehearsal went really well. From where we were sitting, we were able to see a little bit more of the feed. And I think while I first had some concerns about it being a little too static because it stays on the main stage for all of the performance, it does work really well because they lose a lot of sliding shots, a lot of different shots, which really involves the audience to make it a party. I think that works really well. I just wish that they did what Sweden did in the first one, which is go outside the box. Now it stays on that main stage. If you have that dum-dum-da-dum-dum movement, make that a march into the front. Take it to the front party. We saw it happen with Sweden and with others, where as soon as you engage with that front standing part, that gets them roaring and that brings the party everywhere. And I think that's where other countries also tonight, we'll see with Australia, we'll see with one or two others. Once they get to that front, it becomes something else. I think just staging her on top of that is a mistake because her brother's already static. So therefore it's a... You can love a prop, but at a certain point, you got to let it go.
So if you were to put a percentage on how likely it is to qualify, what would you say?
I would say 65%.
It's not too bad. It's definitely not dead in the water. I think it has a chance. And for Ireland, like, that's pretty good, right? Obviously, we had Bambi last year, which that was nearly an anomaly. But I think a few years ago, we probably would have been only delighted to be in this position. But yeah, different for us now, coming back from the high of last year and now going back to maybe people saying it's a maybe.
I think it's not a maybe. I think it's more of a... I think it stands out because there's nothing like it in this final. There's nothing that joyous, easy, fun where we had two or three of those in the first semi. So I think for that case, it will stand out. I think it might do what Vibe did in the first one, where it, yes. it you need something that appeals not just to a younger audience, but also an older audience. This has that potential because it does remind people of Eurodance from the early... She is adorable. The staging's fun. I think they've really done well in certain parts of like how it graphically looks. It just should have been a little bit more dynamic. And let's just all be real. This wasn't Ireland's first pick. If there wouldn't have been, you know, strep throat and four colds going around, you would have sent Bobby Arlow, which could have continued your creative path. So I think Emmy's doing really well. I think she's really charmed the whole Eurovision fandom, which now makes that whole audience will sing along. And that is something I think that sometimes really helps when you're singing at home and goes, well, the audience is loving it, so I should be loving it. I think that's maybe what helped San Marino get over the hurdle on Judges Day.
So that is what the fan press thought of Ireland's rehearsal clip today. Mixed feelings for sure, but do we agree? Do we disagree? You have to stick around a bit longer to find out. Don't worry, it's coming up very, very soon. But before that, Alex also was chatting to Michael Keely, the Irish head of delegation, on his thoughts and opinions on the new changes within Eurovision, the political situation that surrounds Eurovision, particularly in Ireland at the moment, and much, much more. So here is that chat too.
Michael, last year you said that it was going to kick off, Bambi would kick off a Eurovision renaissance. Do you think that's true? Has that happened?
Well, I mean, it's probably a bit early to say that, but I'm very hopeful, I think, that that we'll qualify tomorrow night. I mean, I just watched the rehearsal there, which is the dress rehearsal one, on Wednesday afternoon, and we're very happy, I think, with the way things are going, certainly, yeah. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm forever hopeful, as you know, in Eurovision. Like, wouldn't keep coming back year after year if I wasn't an innately optimistic person.
Michael, last year really was toxic in a Britney Spears kind of way. It was just crazy. This year, do you think Eurovision is a little bit calmer?
Oh, undoubtedly so, yeah. I mean, the atmosphere is a lot different. I mean, I think the EBU certainly got a bit of a wake-up call after last year, and things that they'd been doing for years and years and years without really examining their processes and stuff, we you know, we got a chance to get together a number of times over the 6 months immediately after the Eurovision, and to certainly give a lot of feedback in terms of how we thought we could improve the experience for the artists, you know, in the delegation bubble, and just how we could make things a little calmer and I suppose more conducive to people performing well, you know what I mean? So that definitely, yeah, is definitely a calmer experience from last year.
Michael, there's obviously in RT people were saying that they didn't want the broadcasters to be involved in the Eurovision. Kevin Backhurst asked for a meeting. I believe that meeting has taken place, is that right?
Well, I'm not sure. I know Kevin certainly asked the EBU for a meeting. I don't know if any meaningful discussions have happened since then. I think he might have had an initial meeting with them by Zoom, I think, last, or Teams or whatever, last week. But I don't know what the outcome of that was, or, you know, I'd have to talk to Kevin about it.
Well, politics aside, talk about the show and the stage. I mean, it's an amazing arena, it's amazing staging. Like, just looking at it, what is Ireland doing differently this year? What are we going to see on Thursday night?
Well, I suppose one of the key differences is we've got six Norwegians on stage. That's one of the key differences. The actual staging of it is amazing. You know, I mean, every year I come back here and you think you can't be, you know, impressed anymore by what you see, and it's every year just never ceases to wow me when you walk into the arena for the first time and see what they've done with the stage. I mean, you can look at it online, you can see the, you know, the videos where they speed up the construction of it and all that kind of stuff, but it's only when you actually walk in and see the scale of it and the immensity of it and the just the technology that goes into making the show. It always blows me away. Like, you know, as a TV producer, it's just phenomenal. And, you know, I spent a lot of time in Studio 4 in Donnybrook, and, you know, so coming here is shock to the system, always.
So what is Emmy doing? Kind of talk us through what is on the stage.
Well, what we have really is, obviously, the song is about Laika, the dog that went into space in 1957 and unfortunately never came back. So, so you know the story behind the song. So Emmy imagines a world where the dog is still having a party in the sky, and this is like a party in the sky, basically, is the theme of the song. So Emmy is on a silver rocket ship, so we start the song with a lot of low fog on the ground, so she's in the clouds, and then things kind of develop from there. So we have four dancers as well who emerge at.
And that dance, everyone knows that dance.
Yeah, Marty's, it's a great dance. Yeah, Marty's done it as well, and I'd encourage you to try it if you haven't. It's actually quite infectious once you start doing it, yeah.
And Michael, do you think, because I know RT are kind of talking about, just to go back to Israel and their participation, do you think it would benefit the kind of concert if they no longer participate, or the festival if they no longer participate in it?
Well, I mean, to be honest, it's like, I think Kevin kind of said it was a complicated situation, because, I mean, the Israeli delegation here are not representing the government, as you know, they're representing the state broadcaster. So, like us, they work for a public service broadcaster. The broadcaster nominates them and they come here, you know. So it's not as if they're here at the behest of the Israeli government, you know. I mean, I don't know, I haven't been talking to them, I don't know what their views on, you know, how the poor Palestinians of Gaza are being treated by Netanyahu's government. So, you know, and when you, you know, I've been to Israel a number of times, and when you go there, you know, it's a democracy like Ireland at home, and lots of people have lots of different opinions, and in fact there are tens of thousands of people on the street every week in Tel Aviv who are protesting what's going on there at the moment. So so it's a complicated situation, and you know, they're a member of the EBU. Would it calm things down? Yeah, but is it the right thing to do? I'm not sure.
If Israel are doing well in the odds, there's a possibility they could win the Eurovision.
Yeah, yeah.
Would RT go to Eurovision if it was held in Israel?
Well, you know, that's a big question. We'd have to have a think about that, I think, you know. I mean, part of the rules and regulations of taking part is that you must be prepared to stage the competition if you win it, you know. But, I mean, there's been precedent in the past where people don't go to war zones, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't go to Ukraine 2 years ago, you know, so.
And would you ever consider boycotting it, or is that always?
Personally, no, because I'm generally speaking not in favour of kind of these cultural boycotts, because I think competition like this is designed specifically to bring people together, you know. I mean, without going through the history of the competition, it was set up after the Second World War, a time when Europe was you know, riven by division and it was fractured and all that kind of stuff. And this is competition that came from this country we're in at the moment, and it was designed specifically to bring people together through the shared love of music, through the shared love of culture and artistic expression. And I think that anytime anybody suggests to me that we should silence artists or not hear artists, it just feels wrong to me, you know. So I just think it's a kind of a censorship. I just bristle when that's suggested to me, you know. So I'm not really in favor of kind of cultural boycotts, no.
And Michael, I have to go back to the song. We've got to go back to Emmy and the fact that she's Norwegian. This song is written by an Irish citizen like myself, originally from the former Soviet Union. Is the song translating? Is it cutting through? Last year, we sent a witch. This year, we sent a puppy. Is it enough?
Well, only time will tell. I mean, I think the message of the song is very simple. I think people will get it. I think it's a kind of a cross-generational theme. I think people can sit down and easily understand, you know, the theme of the song. Is it enough? We won't know until tomorrow night.
And Michael, we've talked a little about changes that they've made to the show and the processes. What do you make of the new way that they announced the qualifiers?
I watched it last night, and I mean, you know, I always say to people about the semi-final, it's 2 hours of great fun and followed by 10 minutes of hell, which at the end, and no matter what way they do it, it's still hell, right? You know, you're just sitting there waiting to be called, and the more countries they name that aren't you, the worse it is.
Do you think it makes it worse for the artist?
I don't think so, because you know, there's probably no good way of doing it. I mean, I know in Liverpool they suggested a particular way of doing it that nobody was in favour of.
Did you have any involvement in that change?
I think I was amongst a number of people that voiced my opinion on that one a few years ago, but they quickly decided it wasn't the right thing to do. And so, I mean, you know, you're always going to have a situation where sticking cameras in people's faces who are on the edge of their seats, who are nervous wrecks, it's great television. I know that as a television producer and director. It is torture for the artist and everybody surrounding him.
And that was Michael Keeley, the Irish Hella delegation over in Basel, speaking to Irish Press yesterday afternoon. Sure, we'll hear from Michael later on in the week as well, depending on how the results go this evening. Now, of course, if you guys have been living under a rock, we have been live streaming all week long on YouTube and X on Instagram. We've also been uploading them as podcasts. That's what you're currently listening to now. So this is the best bits of last night's live stream. And of course, if you want to join us for these famous live streams, they're becoming famous now with the little crew that are joining us night in, night out. You can check out our YouTube or Twitter or our X, Instagram as well, is where you'll find all the links. We are live tonight after semi-final 2, by the way. So tune in around probably 10:30, 10:45 potentially. But yeah, check out the socials for more details then. But without further ado, here are the best bits of the live stream last night, which include our thoughts on Ireland's staging for Eurovision 2025. Enjoy!
Australia, the opener. This was... I feel it was strong. I feel like there was a performance there. There was stuff happening. So just to explain, I suppose, a lot of you will probably have seen the rehearsal clip of Gojo on the milkshake man, steps into the blender in the white overalls, steps out with his kind of little denim overall with a bit more chest showing, kind of like that glow up coming out of the blender, having had the milkshake. He then later on in the song has an interaction with one of the dancers, and she's got like a scarf over her head and big glasses, and she's looking a bit doddery. Pulls her into the blender. She has a glow up with this diner style outfit. And towards the end of the song, then he comes out to the B stage, and then his top comes off completely, doesn't it? He's shirtless for the end.
And leaves a lot on show for the rest of them as well.
Does. I think, though, just going off my feeling, right? I didn't love it. I didn't think it was an amazing opener. Maybe I'm just not the audience, though. I didn't feel like the energy was peak. I think I remarked afterwards that the blender itself was quite impressive, but it feels as though maybe they spent quite a bit of budget on the blender, and then the rest of the stage for me felt very, very empty. And we kept being pulled to the back of the stage because of the blender. And I was just maybe wanting a little bit more going on around the stage and seeing a little bit more of the audience. But another thing we should actually add is, and we said this on Monday, the audience sound was really weird. Like, again, we couldn't hear much of the audience, which really sucked for when I say sweet, sweet, you say yum, yum. Like, there was just no audience saying yum, yum. It was the backing track, which just sucked. So I'm hoping tomorrow maybe we'll hear more, because I think Tuesday was better than Monday. We hope.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So that was kind of another thing which threw me off. I was hoping for more of that audience interaction. Look, we're also watching on a slightly glitchy stream. It just didn't land for me this time. Maybe tomorrow the energy is really, really going to come in semi-final one. I know we have a lot of Aussie friends and Aussie stans in the chat. Aoife asks, how do they do the costume change? Wondering how seamless it is. It's pretty seamless. Like, there's smoke and, you know, you don't see them awkwardly clambering or anything like that. So
it's basic, though. They literally rip it off and, like, it's not anything dramatic. It's not a costume change that we'll talk about later on that we see with another performance. It's
very costume much, changes, actually.
It's very much a basic costume change. Like, they just tear off the top. Like, nothing major.
What do you think about Australia, Connor?
Australia, for me, I think the biggest issue with this performance for me was the vocal. And I think, like you said, Lou, overall, I think I'm going to take the vocals on this rehearsal as with a pinch of salt, because the stream you're watching was quite dodgy and Monday night had the same issues. And it's rehearsal, of course. But vocally, I thought he was not strong. I thought he wasn't... How do I describe this nicely? It wasn't that it was like lack of energy, but it just felt as if the studio has the certain effect on you when you're listening to it, whereas on the live performance it's just as if he's kind of half cut drink singing it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's had a few jars, he's going around the stage, you know, I'm sweet, sweet, you say yum yum, and you're kind of like, what the hell's going on?
The karaoke
bit, not even that, I think it's actually worse than that. Like, it's not even karaoke level. Like, it's literally just as if he's, I won't say it because it's mean, but yeah, I didn't like the staging. I thought it was quite strange. I'm putting it through. I do think it will qualify, but it wouldn't shock me if people just did not get this. And I think it's a really strange opener for semi-final two, to be honest. I would not have had this opening the semi-final. And as well, like, we talked about Wild Youth in 2023 with that package that was on show, and you know what I'm referring to. This year,
the full staging package, yeah.
This year, like, the package is back, and it's like, if to give him the benefit of the doubt, Wild Youth, like, I think this is kind of on that same level. Like, you're seeing a lot, lads. So,
I didn't even notice that, actually.
Jesus, I did, and it's just like, I don't know. It just wasn't a lovely opening like Iceland was in 2020 and 2021 on Tuesday night in semi-final one. I just thought it was bit of a weird opening, but again, energy wise bit down, but it's a rehearsal. But yeah,
that's true. He could bring it tomorrow. Ellen saying, I just want us to qualify. I don't want to wake up at 5 a.m for another NQ. I'm proud of this entry regardless, and he definitely should be. And if we're talking about qualification, I don't have a clue. Am I too tired to predict? I feel like its odds are very 50-50 at this moment in time. I just think the first half of the semi in general is so, it's so off-putting. Like, the flow of songs doesn't work for me. A lot of them are quite forgettable by the end. It, like, I'm going to have a spoiler for later. It does feel like Erica Vickman, please save us, as we get towards the end of semi-final two. So it all depends, I suppose. But people can vote from the beginning now, right?
Not in the semi-finals.
Not in semi-final, only in final. Okay, so yeah. Scratch that, never mind. Kangaroo Along. Shall we hop along?
Yeah.
To Montenegro.
Oh, lads. Like, she brought the duvet and she lived in the duvet, and then the duvet came off and...
Went for a snooze.
Oh, I nearly went for a snooze. Like, Jesus, it's the most blandest song. And I understand people want this to qualify because it's Montenegro and they're coming back after being away. And it's just like, God, if you're going to come back with a good song. It's just not good enough. Like, vocally, I thought she was clearly holding it back tonight, which is understandable because it's a rehearsal, but like, even if she gave it socks tomorrow night, I just don't think this is going through. Maybe the older demographic. I know my dad was watching it with us, and he said it was, she was nice vocally. The song maybe was weak. So maybe if she can tap into that a bit more, that people are voting her, voting for her just because of her vocal, maybe she can get a few votes for the older demographic. Not calling my parents old, by the way, but you know, not a younger demographic. Maybe she can tap into that, but I think it's quite an uphill battle for her to be going through tonight. The staging is all right. It's very white and black, I would say. Yeah. Grey and black, silver and black. Mm-hmm. Nothing revolutionary happens and no major changes. Like, she has the big duvet, as I keep describing, on her, and then comes off towards the end. And yeah, just kind of ends as well. Nothing really that special. What about yourself, Lee? Do you like Montenegro?
No.
I'm trying to move on.
She's a great voice. And yeah, that's about it. Interesting question from Ellen. Do you think clickbait would have done better than Nina? No. I prefer her, actually. I'm going to be honest. That clickbait song was fucking shite.
What did you make of Ireland's rehearsal?
It is very static, guys. She starts on the rocket. She looks beautiful. She's got the hood going on. We've got that bursts of blue, red, purple hues. And she's up there. We get some nice shots going up and down of Erlen. We get his clapping moment. He does the ready for takeoff at the beginning. The dancers do bring good dynamism to the performance. I just felt frustrated with two things in particular. We did get the dog constellation. It was very brief. It isn't clear whether they're dogs or cats with the astronaut helmets. So I didn't feel, this was my kind of worry for quite a while now. I didn't get enough dog out of the performance. I would have liked to have just felt more of Laika in the performance and getting across what it was about. And yeah, just the staticness. Like, I just wanted, I was willing her, please come down onto the B stage, come to the front, come near the audience. Can we get a shot of, you were saying, Connor, the camera going with her somewhere? It just, and there just wasn't enough of a journey in this song, you know. And when you think of the actual song talks about Laika's journey up into space and her perishing and how sad it is. And it was great fun and it was bright and it was good colours, but the staging just was quite one-dimensional, linear, and I didn't feel inspired, to be honest. And I'd love to be more positive about the staging, but that was just my initial reaction. Granted as well, guys, when we're watching this, the stream isn't amazing. It glitches quite a bit, these rehearsal streams that we get for press. And it has prohibited in massive letters across the screen. So the viewing is always much better in the actual semi-final. Positives. I see someone asking about Emmy's vocal. Her vocal is quite strong. I would say she hits those higher notes very well near the end. I would say she was a bit nervous in the beginning and she settled in really well with the vocal as it went on. Crowd reaction. It's hard to know because we're getting a lot of that tonight anyway in most of the performances. So yeah, to wrap up in terms of this qualifying or not, I think we're looking more at non-qualification, being honest about it. But I'll be really happy to get like a little bonus qualification tomorrow. This semi is blown so wide open. It depends. Will people remember this when the recap rolls around? They show a good part for the recap, that big pyro moment at the end, but just the energy for me was a bit off. And yeah, hopefully I'll think of some more positives to say as Connor shares his thoughts with you all.
Yeah, I'll start off on a positive. I thought vocally she actually was really, really good, probably out of the first half of the semi-final up until about Greece. I thought Emmy probably had one of the strongest vocals that we saw on the night. I do agree she was quite nervous at the start, but grew into it. But for me, like, it was echoed in the press room and it was echoed with what Lou just said. It is so static. Up until the first verse and into the first chorus, it's understandable because you're starting off. But the minute it hits that second verse, I'm just like, come down off that spaceship. Get that P POV of her coming down, do something cool with the camera angles and the dancers coming down off the spaceship onto the main stage. But she's just stood up on that spaceship for the entire performance, and even her dancing compared to Eurosong, it's stripped back completely. She's literally just doing some hand movements and that's it. Like, there was much more movement in Eurosong, funny enough. So I'm just like craving a bit of action from her to come onto that main stage. And even towards the end when the key change happens, I'd love her to like do a bum bum march nearly with the dancers from the A stage, the main stage, come up to where the B stage, as they say, under the arch, come up to that moment and finish there with a big pyro moment, similar to what Kai did in semi-final one, similar to what Luxembourg does in this semi-final too. So I'm craving a bit of movement from her. It's very static for a song that you expect movement in, and as much as the camera angles and the dancers try and bring that movement in, you are still drawn back to the main singer of Emmy, and also Erland, because he's static as well in the same spot. So I'm worried for us. It's a very open semi-final. Locals, that's the thing. I think locals will gravitate towards this because it is catchy and it is memorable. But to be honest, I would actually be more confident of this with the Eurosong staging as it was going into this than what we have currently. I think there's a great opening shot as the performance starts, obviously as an opening shot. It like swoops down from the sky as if the spaceship is landing, and then it cuts to Erland and it's like ready for takeoff. And there's some cool effects on Emmy's vocal towards the end of the song. The cats, they're clearly cats. It's not dogs. They're too high pitched for the bum 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 bum. They're nearly louder towards the end of the song, which is slightly weird. But anything I else wrote? Yeah, no, I'm worried. I am worried. I just, my gut, I was left reeling, and I'd love to shake the staging director and just go, make her move. Make her move.
In some way.
Some
in
way.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Bring the dancers up to her.
Do something. And like, it's just,
yeah.
Even bend down and like on your knees, like going, you know, as if you're moving through a galaxy or something like that. She's literally standing up, looking out, singing, like not even pointing to the camera. Give us some extra movement. It's so, so static for such an upbeat song. Like, you just kind of want to shake her and go, move. And I know this is probably plan B. Like, we know they have to change something. We're saying probably that they had to leave her up there because there wasn't enough time to reposition her somewhere else. But like, Jesus, whoever made that decision, watching this and thinking, God, it's so static? Like, everyone is saying it. That's the problem. So, I'm worried. I'm worried. I'd love to see us in the final, get that 2-year qualification streak. But
it felt like going into today, I think Sam said this earlier, like we were feeling like we could have been 7th, 8th. And now it's like we've really slipped to right down that 10th, 11th, 12th. Like, if we're getting in, like, hopefully, I'd be more confident of it being a very low, like, 10th. Like, if we do.
To be honest, I think we were always in that position anyway. I never thought we were a high up, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th qualifier. I always thought we were getting that last spot. For me, that's pushed us out until 12th, 13th, possibly. You know, I think some other countries have come up trumps that we'll talk about later on. But I thought we were always fighting for that 10th spot. And now it's worrying me now, to be honest.
You mentioned Luxembourg briefly there a minute ago. We'll be talking about it later. But I did feel that Luxembourg were doing everything we should have done with their staging. Really clever, lots of movement, held the vocals, lovely visually. Yeah, so sorry guys, we'd love to be the beacon of hope here and reassurance, but better to be honest. And you know what, if this somehow is popping off tomorrow, then happy days. We should have a quick look through the live chat and see what people are.
And can we just say
us
as well, like, I know we're tired and everything like that. Like, this is our country. Of course we wanted to qualify. We're not being Debbie Downers. Like, we want Ireland to qualify, but like, we have to be honest in our opinions at the same time of what we've seen tonight. And again, we got some things wrong. We thought Belgium was a possible top 10 in the final. You know, things can change tomorrow night. This is simply based on the rehearsal. That's all what we can go off, you know. So, you know, things can change tomorrow night, but at the moment, this is how we're feeling, just to disclaimer.
And also, Eurovision has always just been like us yapping and like telling our opinions. And like, obviously, we just have to go off how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you watch it tomorrow and you feel differently, that's obviously totally fair. We all look at things in different ways. Kieran says, bring back Sergio. I wonder what he would have done with this.
Hot take. I don't think Sergio's staging has been that good this year. Sorry.
We'll never know. Better to just ditch the prop and have her on the ground with the ability to move. I probably would prefer that, in
or
all
I'd
honesty.
Swap Erland and Emmy. I put Erland on top and maybe Emmy on the bottom. You know?
Yeah, she would have had the
ability to move. Or even have her join Erland at the top of the start and then work her way down from the spaceship. Like, surely it's not that hard to get from the top to the bottom. What mark is being missed? Anyway, sorry.
Eva's suggesting maybe there's a thing that the confidence and ability to move and sing at the same time isn't there. Perhaps we don't know. Lads, you have me so depressed. Sorry, David. We have to be honest. I think San Marino may prove a catchy song is enough.
San Marino's staging was better than this, personally.
Yeah. Yeah. Gabri Ponte was giving us more now, even stuck behind a DJ desk.
Mm-hmm.
Watching from in Germany on my way to Basel. Love you. Oh, safe journey to Basel.
See you Friday, Gotham.
Ushi, no, the prop does not move at all.
The only thing that moves is the dancers.
Yeah.
That's literally
and
it.
And the like little dog cat thingies on the LED. So all in all, guys, we're not super confident. And I think we can be proud of the journey Emmy's been on since Eurosong. Like, it's a great little streaming song.
It's open across the board, you know, tonight though. Like, we are just talking about Ireland at the moment. Across the board, like, a lot of countries didn't deliver tonight. You know, not only vocally, but staging-wise, I thought they were quite weak in a lot of areas. So there is a chance, but I think just basing off our initial reaction, we are left reeling a bit of, you know, God, what if they did this, what if they did that? Yeah.
I want to address this one, Rosa, my dear, because I know we're like a little bit on the negative side, but we're not saying Ireland should hang up the Eurovision boots. That's pretty extreme. You know, every year is a fresh start. And even if we non-qualify, like, fair play to Emmy and the team for putting together such a good package. There's no need to hang up the boots.
And like, we've come a long, long way. Like, if you think of where we were when we started
this bloody podcast.
Like, we were in Brooke
non-qualifying.
But even like Wild Youth and stuff like that, even Eurosong the last 2 years has grown so, so, so much. So yeah, comments like that isn't helpful. And I don't think Ireland is in that position. Like, we're caring so much about Eurovision. So we're not in like a Montenegro or an Azerbaijan situation where you can tell, like, you know, love is dwindling for it. It's quite the opposite here. The interest in Eurovision is growing, particularly. So, yeah, that's never going to happen.
Glad we can bring you some joy in our sadness, Stan. Maybe Emmy is saving it for tomorrow. That's very fair. Yep, a very fair point. Will we move along? We've spent a good bit of time
there's
on
not much
Ireland.
Else to say, to be honest.
Latvia, this was good. This was solid.
There's nothing new here.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the Supernova staging. Vocally, the same. They had tails this time around. I don't think they had tails in Supernova.
Mm.
But very, very similar. Nothing else.
I'd say it's a good show to go through.
Armenia. Armenia. We both said it. There's an audience for this type of song. Those kind of rock, edgy songs. This was like Maps on Ecstasy. There was a treadmill, there was lights, but vocally he was a bit all over the place. They threw the kitchen sink at the staging, 100%. Like, there's lights, there's a slow moment in the song that's new. He kind of brings the mood down a bit and then brings it back up with the ending bit of the song. But yeah, nothing amazing about the staging, but to be honest, I wouldn't be shocked if this did qualify. I think there is certain people out there, the straight people maybe tuning in who... You don't want to go for the gay girly bops and, you know, the girls that love the dance moves, you know. So potentially there's an audience for this, but not for me personally, but I could see a pathway for this potentially. But yeah.
Little spoiler actually for you guys tomorrow. They've revamped the end of the song and there's more of a, what would you say, a traditional flair in the instrumentation. And that was actually quite nice. I quite liked that part of it. It elevated it a little bit for me. It was just a bit too white for me at times, and a lot of smoke. Couldn't quite see him.
And he's still from Dublin.
It filtered. I'm a small boy.
Yeah, still shite lads though. But anyway, sorry.
Austria.
Yeah, one of the big favourites. Yeah, nothing special, lads. Like, we're very depressed tonight. Like, I
take
thought
a shot
this...
every time Connor and I are like, nah.
I thought this was going to be like a phenomenal performance, but this, like, I was kind of waiting for this big moment to happen, and like, it remains black and white throughout the whole thing. It is cool staging. I will hand it down to Sergio and all. Like, it is cool staging what they've done. But for me, I think it goes back to the root of it with the song. I just don't like the operatic moments of the song. The transition from the low vocal to the high vocal is quite off-putting. It's quite jarring. And JJ tonight was kind of struggling with that a bit, I felt. So, yeah, it's not amazing. The last, like, 30 seconds of the song, he's not singing as well. Like, it's visually... It's very clear, like, he's not singing the song. So I don't know if that will be off-putting to people. And there's, like, lighthouses towards the end. And it's, yeah, I just was kind of like, is that it? Is that it? Yeah, not blown away by this.
Thank you for your comment.
Belgium. Tally. Belgium probably was better than this. Ooh, and that failed to qualify. So hot take.
Year gas. Debbie Downer from SNL comes to mind. Maybe I like the misery. Isn't
sorry,
that
lad.
The quote from Father Ted? Well, we're just being honest. We're also very tired.
We're very tired, lads. Like,
but
we're
honestly, come back to us tomorrow and let us know what you think about the flow of this show and this semi-final. Semi-one for me was like peak entertainment. I was loving every second song.
And we're drinking alcohol tomorrow night probably, yeah. So at least that will help.
Actually,
also, we'll be come on the stream. Ireland, yep. To support.
I never said a bad word about it in my life. No,
bum.
Lou, Connor, it's been recorded. No, it hasn't. Deleted the footage.
Air Vision fake fucks.
Ah, Jesus. If it does go through, fair fucks. But bum. Austria, I literally said moments before I turned to you and I said, this could be the moment where we're like, oh, this is going to win, you know? Because Austria is like one of the favourites. And it came on.
3 minutes later.
Yeah, like... Look, in fairness, right, you always have a bias with entries when you do or don't like the song. Do you know what I mean? And this song isn't... This live stream is so funny. The way we're just being ourselves. This is the way Connor and I fucking bitch when we're just chilling at home together. Maybe we're normally more upbeat on the podcast. I don't know. Yeah, Austria, like... Actually, there was an interesting... I'm kind of on a tangent now. There was an interesting comparison on Twitter of Mons Zemmerlove's staging with Austria's and like the obviously Mons didn't have the whole boat theme, but he had like the paper flying around and that black, white, grey kind of colour palette, we'll say. This to me looked chic. You could tell.
I thought you were going to say looks shite.
I'll be saying that about other
it
countries.
You got me there.
Looked chic. I got you. It looked chic. You know, it had that dark, elusive feeling, mysterious. I mean, I didn't enjoy the vocal overall. Was strong, but it wasn't enjoyable to listen to. You said earlier it was jarring. I do agree with that, Connor. Jarring to listen to. And then when it got to the peak, like the pinnacle of the wasted love, that bit at the last minute, which, you know, is the bit they've put in to create a moment, to give it that winning flair. I understand why they've done it. I watched really carefully and, like, it's very clear it's a backing track that does it. And he's there and he's kind of lying back and it's like, well, he's clearly not singing it, is he? So, like, I just know locals will be like, sure, he's not singing that. Like, that's a backing track. I don't know. Jack says, I thought the 30-second clip looked shite, in fairness.
Yeah.
Aoife says, I think France will win the jury vote over this. 100%. France and Switzerland, for me, over Austria any day in the jury vote. I also just think, like, the code... had the operatic flair, but it had more going for it. It had the pop, it had the rap, it had...
It's more accessible as well, you know.
Yeah.
You could have easily heard that on radio in Ireland if people wanted to play it. But this is just not there.
Nah. Eva says, I don't see people picking up the phone for Austria, to be honest.
I think it's qualifying. Like, there's no question without that. There's no question that it's not, that it is going to qualify. Oh my God, I'm so tired. There's no question that it's going to qualify.
We always.
It's just more so about going through to be a potential winner is it going to be a winner? What are you laughing at? We're going to Lulu, lads.
It's people in the stream loving how exhausted and deluded we are.
It's the fact Danny goes, Lou and Connor for Bake Off after this.
We always make our best content when we're sleep deprived, and that's a problem.
I feel real dizzy.
That is a problem. Make me dizzy, fuckers.
Lads, we haven't touched a drop of alcohol tonight.
What happens at the dance part? Sorry, the last 30 seconds.
He's not dancing. He's lying on the floor.
He's like this.
It's as if...
He's like this. Take a screenshot of that, lad. No, it's like the Scream movie.
Basically, he is on the... Oh my God. He's on the boat. So the whole thing's about a boat. Oh. And the boat's obviously in turmoil. It's like Titanic. The boat's on like this water. So the water's like swirling around. So it looks like a whirlpool going around. And he's like, oh my God, I'm about to go in the whirlpool. And it's like, wasted.
Jesus. Oh my God. Oh, it's not even funny. No.
It's about a breakup.
It's always about, oh, wasted love, yeah. Come on, lad. You're a bunch of survivors.
Oh, lad.
Like Denmark's song, you'd be hallucinating. I think we have a legal obligation to buy Irish malted coffee.
It's just proof.
Honestly,
we need
I need a fucking heavy coffee in the morning and after.
I don't think I've heard Lou swear so much in a life.
Tomorrow night is going to be a struggle. Tonight is a struggle. Tonight's already a struggle.
Does the black and white work with the performance, or does it look weird? I think it works with the performance.
I do you know what? There's so much purple and like blue and red in a semi that maybe this will stand out because of the black and white. I personally don't like it. I'm like, where's that colour? But I'm just a colour girly. Do you know what I mean? Does it have any intriguing camera angles? It was very, I'm going to be honest, it was hard to see with that prohibited thing, and it's quite a glitchy stream we get.
Mm-hmm.
So seemed good, Adam, yeah.
There's a cool thing with the boat that you saw, I think, in the preview clip that goes away. It comes back as if it's been blown back in his face, which is really cool. So not so much a camera angle, but a cool thing. Did we see?
We're hallucinating. So true, guys. Let's talk about the next country. I can't talk about Austria anymore. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Before we go to Jesus, Declan McGinty. Lads, I just joined the stream and my husband just said, what the hell are you listening to?
What the hell just happened?
The UK, the United Kingdom, our neighbours that we love to hate. No, we love you guys. What the hell just happened? So obviously pre-qualified already.
Not much.
Jesus. I wrote down... vocals was atrocious from the pink girl. She was vocally very poor tonight. Got Sabrina Carpenter vibes from the overall performance. Hated the outfits. I thought they were atrocious. I love the chandelier. They have this chandelier on the A stage, as we're saying, and they kind of work their way around it. There's new vocal riffs that they do, I guess. Vocally, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt because the stream we are watching, as I said earlier, is a bit off. So...
yeah.
We'll judge it properly tomorrow night. But there's one shot where it's like water and there's like people in the pool. It gave me like High School Musical 2, Sharpay, Fabulous.
Fabulous. Yes. We would be a great Ryan and Sharpay. Yeah, we got a bop, 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 bop to the top. Guys, do you not see that for us? Caliente. Suave.
Oh, stop it.
Stop.
Yeah, that was my thoughts on it. Look, the UK are already there. I think they'll do well with the jury. I think vocally it's very impressive. If they can do well tomorrow night and vocally do well, I think they will probably come top 10 in the jury. I think it could potentially be a bottom five, though, for a televote. I don't know the appeal for this as a televoter in the country. But yeah, what were your thoughts on the UK?
Yeah, I agree. Some weak vocals in play. Hopefully that's just rehearsals, nerves that are going to be shaken off. The staging left a lot to be desired for me. It was like, what the hell just happened? I was like, I don't really know. You kind of danced around the chandelier.
You never told us what happened.
They just didn't tell us. Not enough actually happens. And then there, what the hell's happened? I don't know. You tell me. There's comments asking, like, is it 0 points? I think in the televote, personally, I don't think that's impossible. A decent enough jury score is obviously possible with the vocals coming together, the experience of the girls, the caliber of their performance. But yeah, I think the televote could be quite low.
Yeah.
Greece.
Oh my God. I was really impressed with Greece tonight. I thought the vocals were really, really good. It started off really, really quiet and it built up and there's a big reveal at the end. Will we spoil it? It's probably out there on Twitter anyway. The dress, the horrible dress that she's wearing, the black dress, is like ripped off. So it goes to darkness and then she reappears and it's all white and it's beautiful. There's some really cool like LED effects on the floor as well. That just really immerse you into the experience of her. Her vocals are amazing, particularly in this run of songs. Like she's definitely the best vocalist. Like, as I said earlier, I thought Emmy was really, really good, but up until Greece, like that's it. Everyone else is kind of vocally poor. So I was really impressed with her and I think she's qualifying with the East name.
This was great. This was down in my estimations and they did something really nice with it, particularly the end. Love the dress she finishes in. Nice pop of white at the end and the staging. I think I wasn't mad on the first half, but I loved the second half. So it's going to depend what voters think on the overall package when they see it. Lithuania. This woke things up a little bit for me.
Did it?
Yeah, I think this was... I was on my phone a little bit, but we've seen this so often. So there wasn't like anything brand new to see. This was strong. This looked very expensive. Are you okay?
It sounds like your laptop's made to explode.
Oh.
Is it roasting on your legs?
It must be. Yeah. It's ready for takeoff.
It sounds like it's about to take off. Jesus
Christ. Do you know what? This little honey is about 8 years old and she's still great. She's brilliant. Look, do you like my...
paint splatter, like someone described on, what was it? Woo-hoo. Monday night.
Yeah. Lithuania, I thought this was great. And it was a nice bit of diversity in genre and sound. And yeah, I think Lithuania is definitely going to go through, especially with that kind of strong televote they always seem to get.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry, just get my charger.
Yeah, like nothing new. We've seen it. It's the same as the national final performance, like nothing too crazy. So yeah, I'm. Don't expect anything different with this. It's what we've seen so far. So if you want to see the performance, go and look up the national final performance because it's out. That's it.
I can't cope with this chat tonight.
There's more energy in Lou's fan than in the Bleeding Irish performance. I'm joking. That's so mean. It exists, Connor. I'd be nicer to it than that. Like, it is good. It's not my personal style of music that I would listen to, even though apparently I do listen to quite depressing songs, according to my sister. But
you like bops as well, though, in fairness.
No, I do, I do.
You like
a
good mix.
I do. But yeah, Lithuania, same as the national final. Nothing revolutionary here, nothing new. But it is good, performed well. Good, strong vocal.
Serving,
nothing, because you couldn't hear the audience say it.
That enraged me. I was like, turn on the microphones. Yeah. We want to hear can't.
Mm-hmm. Lads, she's not allowed to say can't. But Jesus, she makes the performance risky in so many other ways. The opening shot and what is the shot for the majority of the first half of the song. Jesus Christ, it's like two legs on the LED screen and she's in a love heart. Or sorry, in like lips. A mouth. It's like she's in the middle of two lips. But the way it's positioned, it looks very, very similar to something that you will see yourself and you can judge for yourself.
Anatomy
of the female region. Very risky, not allowed to say can't, obviously. But again, couldn't hear the audience, so it just kind of fell flat. Vocally was a bit off, but again, we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. The leg action, when it goes, I got a secret, you should know. Oh my God, myself and Lou, we nearly lost ourselves. The leg action, she opened up, like it was like 2020 and 2021, open up again. I was left feeling underwhelmed, if I'm being honest. Didn't like the styling, didn't like the overall vibe of the performance. The bouncy balls are there, they are back, so don't be worrying. But Malta tends to struggle in general.
Yeah.
If we're not hearing Cant tomorrow night in terms of the audience saying it, I would be slightly worried for Malta. Do I think they're not going to qualify? No, I think they'll get through. But I fear for them in the final after that performance, personally. There's a lot needed to fix this. And personally, I don't think they should have gone as heavy as they did with this staging. I would have much rather the vibe of the national final performance. Again, just a bit OTT. We could have a dizzy situation here. Very sexual. Very sexual.
It was too red. It's like she was sharing notes at Red Sebastian in Belgium. It was very red. Too much red.
Red.
It was just very red. I honestly preferred the Maltese national final staging. I feel like I need to pull something positive out of my ass tonight. I'm literally just like.
Oh my God, you need to kill
in bits. Sorry.
Jesus.
Are you all right?
Woo!
Yeah, it's just, and I love this song. This is in my top five, guys, of my studio tracks. And I don't know, this.
Sorry, Jack's killing it with the comments tonight. They'll be sharing notes on the plane home on Friday. Oh my God.
Stop it.
Oh, lads.
And I love this song so much. Yeah, it is. It feels maybe a little bit too much. And it's very red. And I kind of miss that like little Sound of Music-esque thing they had going on. She does leave some nice moments for her vocal to really shine through. So I hope that comes across very well tomorrow in the actual show. Yes, that is Malta. I still think she's going to get through, but I don't know if the final result is going to be as good as we probably originally thought. Georgia. Georgia wasn't awful. Like, I enjoyed the dancers. I enjoyed her vocal.
Right.
The costume change was very, like, clumsy, like, clunky. It was kind of awkward the way she's getting it off. That didn't work. But, you know, they gave it a good lash. Not the worst staging they could have done for, like, what this song was. But I think it's staying behind in the semi-final. I actually kind of forgot about it until I was pulling up the running order here.
It was shite. Absolutely brutal. The staging was so confusing. They were going around with white flags and she had this big like silver jacket on her and then suddenly just decided to whip it off like halfway through the performance. And I actually said, what did they say? I said, well, let me just slip into something more comfortable. And then she had this like red suit as we saw in the rehearsal clip. Yeah, this is DOA. DOA. There's no chances of qualifying. I'm so sorry. This is just, if you want to top up your glass, if you want to go make a cup of tea, this is the moment to do it because you're not missing anything with this performance. It's just such a weird song acoustically. Like, it just doesn't sound right. So yeah. Not for me.
Frauds!
Oh, France. Oh my God.
Sick. Really good.
Beautiful. Amazing really good. Vocal. Beautiful staging. Potential jury winner. I think the only thing that would push this further for me would be if they were using the Switzerland camera that they use.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. Her vocals are unbelievable, lads. And the sand and everything. Like, there's just so many moments throughout the song.
Sand.
Yeah, it's amazing. I really liked this. Really, really liked this. And this is what it needed to be. Because remember we were talking about how they did the rugby, the Six Nations reveal. And it was too over the top for that type of song. Stripping it back to what they've done with it. I think they could nearly strip it back further. Maybe not as much sand as we were seeing, but it is beautiful. There's like this Wild Youth moment as well with the hand coming down onto the floor. She kind of wipes away the sand as like a mirror reflection. And you can see her kind of like touching the mirror as if seeing a reflection on the other side. And the beautiful moment at the end where you hear the child's voice, the mama, come through. And she's kind of like croaking. Her voice is croaking because you can obviously tell it's an emotional moment. But yeah, really, really beautiful staging. Really liked this.
Yeah, I absolutely loved this. This studio was always like middle of the road for me, but this is just a classic case of excellent staging, excuse me, really elevating an amazing song. And I do think this is in contention to win the jury. People are asking in the chat, overall winner?
No.
Not impossible. I think France could be looking at another easy money top five. And we were chatting about it earlier. It feels like the EBU would probably like that 70th anniversary to take place in France. Big Five, fairly reliable broadcaster, and so on. Her vocals flawless. So yeah, I thought this was fantastic. Really, really rate it. One of my favourite moments actually of the show was the two hosts are actually quite gassed. Mm. They had a really funny moment after this where the two of them are just sweeping the stage for the sand, and they're just kind of chatting shite, but they're just funny chatting away. The blondie one, the comedian one, goes crowd surfing at one point. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a good crack. Are we in danger of a Loreen Baku jury malfunction with the sand though? This was my first question when I saw the rehearsal clip. How is my girl Luann not swallowing the sand? They must have something in place. If you guys were a jury and had to give one win, I presume, to France or Switzerland, who'd you give to? I think we'd be picking Switzerland because we've loved that song for ages.
Yeah, I'd give it more to Switzerland. I think the creativity is there with the camera and the one single shot as well. I'd give it to Switzerland personally.
Yeah, Serbia coming on later helps with the sand cleanup.
Yeah. Mm. May as well make himself useful in the semi. So. Next, Denmark. Big favorite, Hallucination.
Delusination.
This is not qualifying, lads, in my personal opinion. I think the running order really hurts her. Vocally, she sounded really, really good tonight. I think the first 30 seconds until the chorus, the first build up to the chorus is actually really good. Beautifully staged, cool camera angles. There's new kind of effects at the start. You might have heard it during the pre-parties. There's cool effects with the camera. Then these kind of white sheets a la Aji from Eurosong appear and they have like shadows on them. And it just looks really, really cheap. And I think if they were going to do that, they should have done. Remember Belarus in 2016? Remember he had the wolf graph, the like, what's he call that? Like hologram? They should have done that with like hallucination vibes going on behind her if they wanted to do that. But it just looks really cheap, the staging, and quite static for what is kind of an upbeat song. I think they should have had more swooping shots like the national final performance. But it is, yeah, I think the song is overall, running order doesn't help it. And I think the staging damages quite a lot. But vocally, she's on point. She's on point. And I would love to see this qualify because I do really, really like the song. It's in my top 10. I love it, streaming it so much. But just staging-wise, it is a bit of a mess. Really, really. But that Danish delegation need to cop on with themselves. There's so many good songs that they've just let. And Cezal is the Brooke of 2025. Brooke had like good stage and decent stage. And this is just ruined. Ruined. Sorry.
Not Eurovision podcast beefing with the Danish delegation. Sounds like the start of a bad soap opera. I just wanted more from this. Yeah, I didn't love the colours. It was kind of just so purple, so much purple and blue and red. I just want whites and greens and something different, I think. And yeah, Cezal's vocal is flawless, but just movement-wise, it doesn't do much for me. This is a very, very good point. Guys, the way you're talking about all the other semi-final competitors, I'm now feeling more positive about our chances. It's true. If this semi does get better, though, like, oh no, we're near the end, actually.
We're near the end. No, but it is true. I think that's why we're saying it's kind of wide open tomorrow night. Yeah. Because, like, everyone was kind of a bit crap tonight. Yeah.
Now, lads, you can only have 5 non-qualifiers and we're 8 songs deep and have 8 out.
Someone keep track of actually who we said is going through.
I'd love Hallucination to go through, though.
Oh, me too.
It'd be class.
Yeah. I don't think these things are going to improve with the next country, though, because it's Czechia next.
Kiss, goodbye.
I'm worried.
I love everything about this except for the song. I hate that song, but everything else was great. It's just
you like the staging?
Yeah, I quite liked it. I thought he's a really good dancer. He holds the vocal well. I was like a bit of white. Thank God, no more purple. He's like got a cool look to him. He's quite tall and he's kind of commands the stage. The dance I do think is very impressive. They make good use of the stage as well. They come down to the B stage, a bit more of a connection with the audience. If there's enough of an audience in Europe to vote for this and appreciate this kind of song, it'll go through. I'm just a bit of a hater of this actual song, but that's okay. Can't like every song.
I thought vocally this was quite poor. That's been my worry tonight. Tomorrow night for the semi-final. I think we saw was in semi-final one, people are tending to go for strong vocals, you know. Yeah, just watching it, I was like, where's the appeal? What would make you want to vote for this? What would make you pick up the phone and vote for Czechia? And I don't know if there was anything really. I thought the dance break moment was cool, but it was quite dark. It was, again, red, red and black, but it wasn't an amazing moment. But yeah, vocally a bit shaky, to be honest. And we know Czechia do tend to struggle with televote. So one to watch tomorrow night, potential surprise NQ of the semi-final, but we'll never know. A lot of people love this song though, so it's hard to know.
I think this next one may have been one of my favourites in my top three of the night. Luxembourg was bloody brilliant, lads. Bit of positivity.
Mm-hmm.
It starts off, the camera comes down and Laura is in like a doll's house and it looks so real. Like the hands are coming in, reaching her, and there's a little telly set and she's looking around and you're like, whoa, where is she? It goes through this keyhole with like a vortex into the house. You see the hands and it zooms out. She's pulled up by the dancers. You're like, whoa, instantly impact. Whoa, there she goes. And she's so telegenic. She's got such lovely engagement with the camera. You can't stop looking at her. She's really smiley. Excellent vocals. Really good use of the stage. They go all around the stage. She has a costume change and it's done really well. And she's got a beautiful silver outfit. She looks beautiful in it. Much better than most previous dresses they've had on her. This, for me, I was like, here we go now. This is something I will probably vote for if I was watching this semi-final. It just breathed a bit of life into the thing. And I think this is easily top five in the semi in televote, especially if there's enough people out there who recognize the Poupée de Ci, Poupée de Son. And Connor, you said you could see like the vintage TV in the background playing footage.
Yeah, because the dollhouse transitions from the floor LED to the back LED screen when she comes. She's lying on the floor at the start of the performance and then obviously stands up. And then there's a little like vintage TV and the performance of La Poupée de Son, whatever it's called, is playing in the background. So it's really cool. So you keep seeing it in the background of the performance. But I think for people, the best comparison for this would be, remember Katy Perry did that music video for Daisies back in like COVID times. And a lot of people thought people might use this for Eurovision staging. That opening shot of in the dollhouse with the hands is very that. So it's really cool and kind of trick of the eye. Like it does look like she's visually in that dollhouse, but it's literally just her lying on the LED screen on the floor. That's it. That's all we have. So it is really, really cool. I think this could be a shock top 10 in the final. 100%. Like this is visually really, really appealing. People will love this. The whole doll element has been amplified. The outfit, the reveal, you know, at the moment when it goes into the dance break kind of moment of the remember that dress? I was commenting on it in the quick fires, going like, oh, it's a bit trashy. It's a bit, I'm not a big fan of it. This was like, wow. It was like silver, had like diamonds all across it. It was beautiful. And the movement is something that I think you said allude during the performance. This is what Emmy should be doing. She should be using this B stage. She should be moving it and giving her all. And like Laura Thorne, big claps to her because she did everything to sell this performance 100%. And this is sailing through to the final. Top three potential, in my opinion, in the semi-final. And, you know, could be top 10 in the final overall.
We're getting absolutely rinsed.
Are we? Why? What do we do?
I just said Luxembourg song was a non-starter in the beginning, but hearing you get excited makes me nervous, given how excited you were for Belgium.
No.
You praising Luxembourg the same way you praised Belgium in 71.
No, lads.
Boo boo the fool. We're sorry.
No, I think
we're sorry. But like everyone concurs Belgium was robbed, no?
Yeah. It's Luxembourg to Belgium. Oh no, don't give it to Belgium, curse. No, literally, lads, like it was really good. But vocally as well, she was really, well, Belgium was good vocally. I don't know. Possibly, yeah. No, genuinely, I was really impressed with this. Really, really impressed with this.
There's a positivity. We have 9 going home and 1 qualifier. Hey. Luxembourg, you have won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Jesus.
With 2 votes.
Jesus.
Some France Gaul appreciation in the chat, of course. Luxembourg qualifying 10 times, everyone else going home.
You're so mean, lads. You're so mean.
Don't give it to Belgium, Chris. Jack, you're fucking gas. Where have you been? You can join our chat every night. I'm enjoying this so much.
Oh, God, lads. Oh,
lads, God. Right. We'll bop along, shall we, from Luxembourg to ba-la-la-la-la-la-la. Another one of my top three of the night. This, lads. Oh, visuals. Right. You've seen the rehearsal clip. She's up on the boom box. Her brother's down below with the cello. And then we have this kind of moment where she comes down a staircase at the back of the boom box. And it's really giving like nightclub energy. Alex was chatting to us earlier when she saw it in the arena. She was like, it's really like Gen Z. The movement of the camera that we saw in the German national final. The dancers are coming around her. The camera's kind of shaking. You feel like you're in a nightclub. I love that kind of feeling. Like Europe will feel, oh, we're in a bit of a party here with Germany. Okay. And like Germany is one of those countries that has bloody massive nightclubs and huge like dance culture and all that. So I think it's really cool that's represented for Germany on the stage. She comes around then from the back of the boom box for that second chorus. And she has like a nice kind of interaction with her brother. He's sitting on the chair with cello. She nearly kind of like kicks him off the chair, sits down, nice aerial shot of her. He ends up back on the boombox and then she comes right forward. She's just thrashing the hair around. She pulls off the bottom of her skirt. She throws it to the audience. The fact that I remember this much of the staging.
Most enthusiastic you've been on, like.
Having seen it once just shows you that I was enthralled. I was like, this is class. I will admit, like, we were chatting afterwards about the vocals. Like, because I'm biased and I love this song, I just, like, wasn't really caring or listening to the vocals. I was just singing along in my head with the studio track and enjoying the visuals. Is the cello intact? I believe so, Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Connor.
Yeah, like, you guys will know my thoughts on this song overall. Like, I think it's decent, but I've loved it more as the season has gone on, but it wouldn't be, like, a big favorite of mine. But the staging is really, really cool, as Leah described, like, it's probably the best use of the staging in the semi-final, I think. Actually, no, probably second best after Finland. But the overall vibe of the performance is really, really good. Germany have been getting it right with their staging in the last 2 years. I thought last year they did the best with Axel, and this year they've done it really, really good with this song. Vocally, though, like, it is much better than what we heard in the national final. Like, she has improved a lot, but there still is big moments in the song where I'm like, oh, the vocal's not brilliant, but it's not bad at the same time. It's just, it's okay. It's nothing amazing, and I don't think it needs to be amazing either.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's not the point of the song. It's not a big belter of a ballad moment or anything like that. So yeah, she's better vocally, but I still think there can be an improvement. So yeah, that's my thoughts on Germany, but I was impressed. It was good.
Thomas came in literally an hour ago and was like, have you guys talked about Germany? So thank you so much for staying with us.
Thank you, Thomas.
And listening. And Thomas, I'm presuming you're a German fan. You should be really proud. You've done a great job this year. Has she finally been cured from her 3 month illness?
Just about, lads. Just about. Probably be sick now on Friday.
Yay, we have another cue. Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
I hope they qualify. It's a joke. I know. If everyone else's vocals are slightly ropey, she won't suffer too much. Is her laryngitis cleared up yet for you? For you? Daddy, the shade tonight, hon. The shade. Germany is in my top three this year, but just worried that the vocals are there now.
Yeah.
I just ignored it, to be honest. I just enjoyed it for what it was. I thought it sounded all right. Yeah, not the note vocals of the night, but.
What's next? Oh, the prick, whatever it's called. Serbia. The one note I wrote was boring. Boring. Like, I think we chatted for most of the song, Lou, about something completely irrelevant, but yeah. Nothing happened. He screamed on the stage. He fought some people. He was wearing red. EC101. Can we skip Serbia?
Do you know what? Yeah, let's. So anyway, the Erika Vickman concert came to save us all.
Our savior came.
Thankfully, you know,
she came.
Luxembourg and Germany were great supporting acts. And then we had it come. Guys, this is sick. Like, very similar layout. performance to UMK, really.
Yeah, it's identical pretty much. It's just XXL for the Eurovision stage. But it's amazing. It is really as if you're watching the Erica Vickman concert. Like, it detaches you from Eurovision for those 3 minutes, and it's amazing. It is really, really good. And the camera angles are really, really good, and the pyro moment, you can just tell the crowd are loving it, and they've really, really improved. You know the moment where she is walking up the runway and then she's obviously getting on the microphone to go up in the air, and they're obviously tying her in, so you have to cut to the audience. I felt like that was a bit, it wasn't bad in UMK, but it was a bit messy, whereas this time at Eurovision, they really cleaned it up. But whatever they've done, maybe it's tighter camera angles on the audience, more camera angles on the audience, but it just makes the experience better when you're watching it. You don't tell that something is going on off stage, and then you're suddenly like, oh my god, she's suddenly on a microphone, oh my god, the microphone is pyro coming out of it, that's so cool. So they've really amped this up, and really impressed with this. Yeah,
I think this is the semi-final winner. I'd be very surprised if it isn't. And this, it's actually kind of a joke, like some of the entries before this, that she's performing in the same show as some of the others. I know we've been very negative tonight. We've had a bit of a laugh, but it's honestly true. Like, hopefully you'll understand where we're coming from when you watch it tomorrow. Like, she's just head and shoulders above, like, pretty much everybody else. Someone was asking, is it a glow up from UMK? Like, I wouldn't say it's a glow, but there wasn't, for me, that much to glow up. I think, like, we did have maybe kind of notes at the time, Connor, where we said could more happen in the beginning. But I did feel watching it tonight that she's so engaging. She's such good presence. You can't take your eyes off her. The outfit works. The styling works. I love the just pure white across the stage. It's like she's on this runway and she's charging down it with such purpose.
It's probably been glowed up in not your typical glow up way, as you would describe it, like, you know, it's been completely revamped or anything like that. It's been glowed up for Eurovision in terms of, you know, improvements of what was already there. So I think, yes, in a sense, there's been a glow up, but not in a revamp context. No.
Mm. So there we have it, Finland. Susie says, so according to you, we have Greece, Luxembourg and Finland as 100% going through, and probably Austria, Australia and Lithuania. So 4 spots up for grabs amongst the rest.
Jesus. Latvia.
Latvia is in, I think.
Malta.
Was Malta in there?
Malta be in.
Malta's in.
Israel's in, so that's another one. 4.
They said Finland, didn't they? Yeah.
Who's the last one?
Germany. Jokes. Ireland could get in on that 10th. It could. It just depends on that recap.
It depends if people go for Czechia or not, I think.
Czechia.
Mm. I think Czechia, for me, I had Greece out originally and Czechia in. I think they've swapped. I think Czechia is now the one that is on the border and could slip, whereas Greece has gone in. I just think vocally Czechia is a bit weaker. So I think that could replace. I also said Serbia was out. Oh, sorry, Serbia was in, and I think I put Luxembourg out. Probably swapped them too. So yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking so far. That's so good.
There we have it. That's semi-final 2 in a mm-hmm. nutshell. Connor and I think the majority of them are non-qualifying, apparently. So make of that what you
so
will.
We're bringing back a few countries from semi-final 1. They're replacing them.
Who would you bring back? Belgium.
I bring back Belgium. I bring back Croatia.
I bring back Cyprus.
Oh, geez, leave that poor man. That man was killed off on Tuesday with the scaffolding. And that is it for this episode of the Eurovision Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening in to this episode. It has been so nice to engage with you so much this week. And you can continue that tonight on our live stream straight after the semi-final 2 results at around 10:30, 10:35 on our YouTube, Instagram and X. So make sure you head over and follow us there. Instagram is Eurovision Podcast. Our TikTok is also Eurovision Podcast. You can follow us on X as well, Eurovision Pod. Email us, eurovisionpodcast@gmail.com. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you hit that follow button and leave us a 5-star review so other Eurovision fans can find us during this busy, busy week. And as well, lads, if you'd like to support us more, you can visit buymeacoffee.com/Eurovision where you can donate there. Any donations are really, really appreciated during this busy, busy season. We will catch you very, very soon for another episode of Eurovision. But for the moment, enjoy the show tonight. Chat soon. And all we got to say is, long before. With Neil Paris on a show.
chosen.